Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I'm trying to figure out a format for this year. I'm changing it up a little bit. We're going to have a lot more guests coming into the studio. We have Tim Ray and Barbara Berger. We're going to have a few guests coming in, but today I was inspired to do a show. What is it? Monday morning. Coincidentally, it's my mother and father's, Jesus, anniversary, 1950. Well, my father is dead, but, Dad, I don't know how many years that would be. It's too much. The reason why I wanted to do this show today, and it's just going to be a really short show, is because of what this, is because Reality Spirituality is about maintaining and sustaining happiness regardless of your circumstances, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what is external, regardless of what's happening to us or what we're experiencing outside. You know, we miss the bus, we don't have enough money in our bank account, we're sick, we're whatever it is. This show is about maintaining and sustaining happiness. Now, if you can hear, of course you can, or else you wouldn't be listening. Oh, my goodness. I am sick. Let me put a label on it. Sick. And I've been sick since Monday now, Saturday night, all day yesterday. Just stayed at home and you know, water, sleeping, you know, all this stuff. You know, just you don't feel like doing shit. And this morning I had to teach one of my cycle classes. I've been an aerobic instructor for, over 30 years now. Cycle spinning, it's the same thing. But I had to teach at 5:45 in the morning. And me, 99% of the time, I do not call in sick when I'm teaching. I just don't. For me, it feels really good to teach. It feels really good to sweat. It makes me feel better after it's over. So I got my little sick ass up, and my class was at 5:45 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5:45 a.m. in the morning. I get to class, and all I do is I wash my face and I brush my teeth. That's it. My hair, oh my God, my hair looks like it's sticking out over everywhere. And even though I'm sick and even though I don't feel as strong as usual, it was a great class. I was making jokes, the whole thing. After class, I needed to go to CVS Pharmacy to pick up NyQuil because I plan on sleeping all day. NyQuil and then also cold sore throat spray. So I'm looking at all the varieties and trying to make a choice. And I'm noticing that the shelves are practically empty. I mean, it's scarce because here in California, we've been having this cold spell. I know in New York, you people are used to it, but Jesus, when the temperature drops below 50, 60 degrees, we're in a panic over here in Cali. And So there's a lot of people that are sick. I made a decision. Okay, I'll take NyQuil, nighttime, throat spray, cough drops. Jeez, thank you. And I'm going to the cashier. Now, mind you, I have a hoodie. I have my hair sticking all out. I just finished my psycho class. Sunglasses on, thank God. I don't want to scare anybody. And I put all my cold medication down on the counter, and I ask her, and I say, you're getting a lot of people coming in that are sick? And she says, yeah, lots of people. And she rings me up. And after that, you know what she says to me, audience? Do you know what this wonderful young lady says to me? She says, have a good day. Have a good day. And at first I was a little taken aback, because if I was behind the counter and somebody came to me and was buying all this cold medication, I wouldn't tell them to have a good day. I would say, I hope you feel better. Feel better, you know, whatever. I wouldn't tell them to have a good day. And I was actually making a judgment about, why did she tell me to have a good day? What's wrong with her? Doesn't she know I'm sick? But in reality, that is exactly what I'm supposed to do. If I'm walking the walk and preaching what I'm teaching, it is about having a good day, even if you're sick. And when I, you know, it took me 10 minutes driving home to kind of get this, and the universe is working with me and, you know, grabbing me by my shoulders and shaking me and, have a good day. What's wrong with her? Yes, I am going to have a good day, whether I'm sick or not. I am going to have a good day. Now, I'm not going to be productive today. I'm not going to do too much, but it is going to be a good day. And I wanted to share that with you because this conditioned statement of have a good day, enjoy your day, you know, it's said mostly without even thinking about it. It's said without even a thought. Oh, look at this. Uh-oh, hold on a second. I'm going to have to say hello to my... Look who's calling me, Nathan. Hello? Hold on. Oh, hello?
Oh, hello?
Yes. So have you heard my sharing about having a good day?
Yes.
So let me just, you know, if you want to speak, fine. If you don't, I understand, because what I understand is my son is also sick. He's in New York City. He's under the weather, and I'm in California under the weather, coast to coast.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is, at first, this have a good day, you know, how robotic, how habitual. But in reality, having a good day is exactly what I want to do. I'm going to mute you, Nathan. I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
You know, audience, it takes it takes a lot of being conscious. And when I say being conscious, I mean being aware and being mindful and knowing what you're thinking, knowing what you're saying, knowing how you're behaving. And consciously, let me say this. I can say that the lady that told me to have a good day, she unconsciously said it. I could say that because if someone's sick, would you tell them to have a good day? But in reality, it's not unconscious. In reality, it's what the universe wants us and is challenging us to do, to have a good day, regardless of what circumstances we are in, regardless of being sick, regardless of regardless of what's in the bank account, regardless of being sick, regardless of what happens, having a good day is what I'm going to focus on from this day on. It's not about my external circumstances. It's totally about how I'm feeling inside. And how I'm feeling inside has nothing to do with the outside. Absolutely nothing. It doesn't even make sense that your external circumstances or events dictate how you feel inside. Yes, I'm running a fever. Yes, I'm coughing. Yes, I'm blowing my nose every 2 seconds. Yes, I'm achy. But what the hell does that have to do with my internal temperature, my internal clock, my internal, they're separate. They really are separate unless we make the choice. Unless we make the choice to combine them. Unless we make the choice to say that they're the same. All I want to say to you, my audience, my dear, dear, sweet audience, is be mindful and know that whatever is going on outside has no power over what is inside. And I want to I want to say to you, my audience, have a good day. You've been listening to Rebecca Lynn Norrington, Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Oh, love, spirituality.
It's a new experience.